Dave and Darren with the top five things. Here we go. It's a review of the top five things that happened on our morning show.
Right on.
Which is called Dave and Darren in the Morning. You can hear it on Planet 93.9. That's KQCJ. All right. I think I've done a good enough job explaining the premise of what we're about to do.
Excellent.
Hopefully, you're down with the plan. You get what we're doing.
Dig.
How's the scene out there, Don?
It's those darn Shriners.
We have to get started here, I guess, with number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Out on Long Island, six people have been treated for minor injuries after attracting the attention of a shark. And I think you know what this means.
Yep. Close it.
Shut down
the
beach.
Beaches.
Scientists out there are saying they think that the sharks are confusing people's feet for fish. I don't know that that helps. Like, I don't care why.
Hey, fish foot!
I don't need to know that it's not personal.
I thought it was a fish. Hand to God, I didn't know. What do I know? I'm a shark. I've been up since forever. Do you know how tired I am?
They've been calling me fish foot since grade school.
Yeah, if your feet
I'm
have...
I'm only allowed to swim in pools.
If your feet have gills, do not go into the ocean. On Wednesday, the body of a dead great white shark washed up on the sand. The same day, beaches in Rockaway were shut down following multiple sightings, including one that was caught on camera by somebody who filmed a spinner shark leaping out of the water just past the breaking waves. No, thanks. This kid, though, is really chill. A 16-year-old surfer who was bitten by a shark out there on Long Island. And I'd like to point out that this young man is on the news. 16-year-old surfer.
Yeah.
He's just wearing a wetsuit. And he's on the news being interviewed.
Yeah.
In his wetsuit. Tell me if you had been attacked by a shark, if you'd be as chill as this kid is out on Long Island.
News 12's Kevin Vesey is at a hospital in West Islip right now where the latest victim is receiving treatment. And Kevin, you're speaking with him right now.
That's right, Doug. Actually, 16-year-old Max Haynes was released from the emergency room here at Good Samaritan Hospital just a few moments ago. I'm here with him and his father, Michael. And you can see, look at Max. He's in a wheelchair right now. You can see he's still wearing his wetsuit and his right foot's all bandaged up. Max, first off, just how are you doing right now?
I'm all right now. You know, I was a little shaken up before, but really I'm just tired. I've had a long day.
You absolutely have. This happened at around 5:45 this evening on Kismet Beach. I understand you were surfing about 20 yards offshore. Just tell me from your point of view what happened.
So basically I was just sitting there with my legs dangling in the water, you know, trying to catch a few waves. But then out of nowhere this like thing latched onto my foot and I held on for a few seconds and it was just crazy.
What went through your mind at that moment?
Like, this is actually happening. This is a shark. I was like laughing a little bit. I was like, what is happening? I was telling my friend to get out of the water and he didn't.
He's laughing as the shark's eating his foot.
You ridiculous shark.
This is happening, man.
This is going down, man.
Yeah, it's been a long day. I had a shark eat my foot. No big deal.
Believe me, so.
But you did. You got out of the water. He walked out of the water himself and you suffered a 4-inch gash to your foot right now.
Yeah.
Right here.
I've got a few puncture wounds on the left and, good little gash in my toe and below that, but just feeling all right now.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're doing okay, and he's on his way home.
I mean, I'd ask this kid if they gave him anything for the pain, but I think it's obvious that they did. Yeah, just out there trying to catch some tasty waves, you know. Just chilling out there. I had my feet dangling, man. It was pretty radical. Long Island surfer boy.
I understand you'll be back here tomorrow for stitches, right?
Not exactly at this spot, but I'm getting stitches tomorrow. Yeah, and I think tonight I'm going to go out and eat at Riley Faber's in East Islip. Great place to eat. And my Instagram handle is max_Haynes_.
All right, thanks, Max.
Yeah, that's right. A little shout out.
I want to give you my gamer tag and let you know where I'm going to be eating. I'd like to give a shout out to one of my favorite local restaurants here on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And
maybe they'll count
we're going to talk to
Hey, man, I got bitten by a shark. I shouted out the place on the news. Yeah. Don't suppose maybe I could get like a milkshake or something, you know?
Count me if you can.
A little something for the effort.
Father, real quick. So what do you think, Mike, just of everything that's been happening? This is now the fifth shark bite off of Suffolk County so far this month. Just what are your thoughts on everything that's happened and what happened to your son?
Well, it's scary, first of all, and I'm grateful for the condition that he's able to leave in, but there's a whole ER filled of people who are injured really bad, and for these guys that are in the water, it's part of their DNA. As a parent, you don't want to put your kid in harm's way, but it's really part of their lives. And I'm comfortable once he heals and the doctor says okay for him to paddle back out and do what he does, because it's really what makes him tick. And
If my kid was attacked by a shark, guess what?
Listen.
DNA schmiena. You're staying out of the water.
Here's the thing. Don't judge me as a parent. Don't judge me. There are plenty of people in there that are banged up pretty bad in the ER, and it was no shark.
Listen.
People get hurt.
My kid is out there in the water because that's part of his DNA.
People get
hurt. So are you a surfer? Hell no.
Hell no.
Gets it from his mother.
You know, as a parent, I'm comfortable with that.
Right. So, and Max, I understand you've been surfing for about a decade now. Yeah. So are you going to get back in the water when you heal up?
As soon as possible. Hopefully by Friday. There's some good waves coming in, so we'll see what happens.
All right, there you go. So Max Haynes.
So this kid could be in the water right now trying to catch some tasty waves.
I'll probably put just, wrap it up. Maybe put it in a sandwich bag, and I'll be back out there.
I mean, I'm bleeding a little bit out my foot, but it's not like sharks can smell
there
blood.
There are plenty of people that are banged up pretty good in that ER.
You know,
had nothing to do with a shark. So, you know, just back off.
I don't know, man. It just seems under the circumstances, you've been attacked by a shark. You're a 16-year-old surfer. You're on the 10 o'clock news, and you're this chill. That's something else. I wouldn't worry about this kid other than the fact that he's probably going to get consumed by a shark, most likely later on this afternoon.
Yeah, if it was me at 16, I'd just be like, shark.
Oh, no. Okay, all right. Here's the thing. I want you to be the news guy, and I will be me as a 16-year-old, all right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sitting here in my wheelchair.
We got 16-year-old Dave Lavora here, and apparently earlier this evening he was attacked by a shark, and I guess you're lucky to be alive. What do you think, Dave?
I pooped in my pants.
you did what?
I pooped in my pants. Just now.
Okay, well,
I pooped in my pants.
He apparently is.
It's coming for me! A shark can see me! I just pooped in my pants. I just made poop in my pants.
Apparently he
is. Shark is coming for me!
Still struggling
it's
with
that. It's coming for me!
What happened?
They're everywhere! I pooped in my pants. It's coming for me!
And Mr. Lavora, what do you think of your son and his activities and this incident that occurred earlier?
Isn't it amazing that this kid's out there surfing, and I said you shouldn't surf, and he just looked at me, and then he went in the water anyway, and now he understands why I don't want him out there surfing. But I guess it's in his DNA. There's a lot of people in there that didn't listen to me, and they're also eaten by sharks. And I went and I said, now do you understand why you were eaten by sharks?
Dave, are you
and they just looked at me. They just looked at me.
Dave, are you going to take your dad's advice now?
I just want to go home. I got home so bad. I just want to go home. Please, I just want to go home.
Doll's eyes. Doll's eyes.
No signal was sent. I delivered the bomb. I delivered the bomb. I delivered the atom bomb. Let me go home.
All right, someone's snapping.
For the love of God.
Someone's snapping.
Let me go home. Somebody slap my face. Spit on me and tell me I'm scum.
How's that going to help?
Two. Have another one of these stories of a snake guy almost getting killed by his pet snake.
Yeah.
This happens all too often, and yet somehow, my liking, it doesn't happen enough.
I would call the authorities if you've got a snake at the gate.
Officers in Pennsylvania
are
saying that they were dealing with a... Wait,
there's a big snake hanging right on top of the gate.
Oh, this was a snake that was hanging around this dude's neck Wednesday afternoon in Upper McConkey, Pennsylvania.
A constrictor?
Officers in Pennsylvania shot and killed a snake after they say it wrapped itself around a man's neck on Wednesday afternoon. The Upper McConkey Township Police Department called to a house for reports of a man in cardiac arrest.
Hey, could you shoot this snake that's around my neck?
When officers arrived, they found a 28-year-old man lying on the floor with the midsection of a snake wrapped around his neck. Lieutenant Pete Nickheischer said, quote, "I've been doing this job for 19 years, and this is the first time I've seen anything like this."
And this always happens every Thursday.
An officer managed to shoot the 15-foot-long snake in the head and pull the man to safety. Had the officer not done that, they say, we don't know how they would have been able to release the male from the grasp of the snake.
Well, you wouldn't have. You would.
The man received emergency medical treatment and was taken to a local hospital in an unknown condition. Authorities say the snake was the man's pet.
Unknown condition? I can tell you what kind of condition he was in.
He's pretty messed up. When he came to, he said, "How's the snake? What happened to the snake?"
Well, this is what happened to the snake.
And then
this is what happened to the snake.
And then?
Enjoy your wallet, enjoy your belt, and no more questions.
The snake was the man's pet, and several other snake enclosures were found inside the home. Boa constrictors don't just, spring up on you, right? Don't you have to be...
Well, who knows? He might have been sleeping with the thing.
Oh, my God. He was into it until he wasn't. All right, snake, let's do our trick again.
The snake is just not that into you.
This is heartbreaking, snake. I need you to choke me out just enough. Not all the way,
not
though.
All the way out, but in excess choked out.
Well, that didn't work out for him either.
Yeah, that was actually a little excessive. Truth be told.
Oh, I feel so safe when I'm in the embrace of my snake. Oh, wait a minute. He's going around my neck. Well, this is not what I had in mind. I can't move my hands to push him away. Okay, well, now I'm in arrest.
We were slow dancing, and the next thing I know...
It was snake slow dancing. It was going so well until it didn't.
I mean, if you can have goat yoga, I don't know why you can't have snake slow dancing.
Out of Lehigh County, police say they were forced to shoot a massive 15-foot snake as it was strangling its owner. It happened today in Fogelsville, Upper McConkey Township near Allentown. Our Jennifer Joyce reports.
If you've got a snake wrapped around your neck and someone shoots it in the head, that doesn't wake you up?
Well, I'm living here in Allentown, where the cops just put my big snake down.
Police say when they arrived, the victim was in cardiac arrest. The midsection of the snake was wrapped around the victim's neck. And we were talking about a massive snake, more than 15 feet long. And police confirmed this snake was a pet at the home.
I've been doing this job for 19 years, and I think this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this.
You think?
Look, man, 15 years is a long time here.
You see a lot of stuff. You forget a lot of things.
I don't keep notes.
I can't.
All right? I don't know.
I can't take all this with me. I can't. When the day is over, I can't take this stuff home with me. So this might have happened before.
That's a very common thing for police to say to the media. When there's a story, there's...
Always.
Almost always the angle of...
They want to tell you how many years they've been doing this.
Right. I know we're talking about the snake, but just hint. 19 years on the force. I got a big anniversary coming up soon.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to lend me a watch or something.
For death situation like they've never seen before, members of the Upper Meconjie Police Department say they responded to the 1400 block of Church Street in Fogelsville just after 2 p.m. That's where they found a 15-foot snake wrapped around a man's throat.
They're showing the house here in Pennsylvania, and I just want to tell you this, and I'm deadly serious. One look at this house. And without knowing anything about this story, I would say there's a guy in there that has too many snakes. If you just drop me in Upper Meconjie, Pennsylvania, near Fogelsville by Allentown, and said, look at this house, Lavora, what can you tell me? Yeah. I go, 28-year-old man.
Snake house.
Big snake collector.
Police say the 28-year-old victim was lying unresponsive on the floor of the home.
The officers had to make a quick decision. The snake was very much alive, and they were well aware that the snake could cause the officers damage.
What? They didn't try to negotiate with the snake at all? You didn't send in like a snake negotiator? Let me tell you a little secret from the trades. They all constrict.
A neighbor says she saw emergency responders swarming this property on the block. Police officers on location say it was like a scene from a horror movie. Everyone was in danger.
Yeah, the doormat, instead of welcome, it's just seven-letter S's. What does that mean?
And what horror movie did you see this in?
You know, the one where the cop has to shoot the snake in the head? Old Snakehead.
They acted quickly, firing a single shot at the snake in an attempt to save the man's life.
The head of the snake was actually a far enough distance away from the victim that an officer was able to shoot the snake, at which point he did, and the snake kind of started to slither off, and the officers were able to pull the male away from the grasp of the snake. Had he not done that, I don't know how they would have released the male from the grasp of the snake.
Gas the snake. That's what you do. Everybody knows that.
Freeze it.
Honestly.
The victim was transported to a local hospital. Police are describing it as a very serious situation. They also tell us that the snake died, and investigators confirm that there were several snake enclosures found inside the home.
All those other snakes had to watch the cops blow this snake's brains out? There's going to be snake trauma that you got to deal with now. They had to tell us that the snake was dead after telling us they shot it in the head?
Yeah, and how I figured that.
The snake did not recover from the bullet to the brain.
Reporting from Fogelsville, I'm Jennifer Joyce, Fox 29 News.
Thank you, Jennifer. That was a wonderful report. Compelling content about a man who had a snake who he thought was a friend. You know, he probably went out and spent money he didn't have on fancy mice and snake chow. Whatever the hell you feed snakes. Is there a thing where when you're a snake owner, you have to have like enclosures all around your house? Is it like Jay's potato chips or Lay's potato chips? You can't have just one snake? Mm. Having one snake, I think I understand that. It's not for me. But to have a menagerie of different snakes.
I'm hooked.
Yeah. Again, that's from Upper Meconjie County. By Fogelsville, near Allentown.
Number three.
Something called the Veltini is showing up on the menu at restaurants across this great land. The Veltini. Any idea what a Veltini is?
A Veltini. Well, some sort of drink?
You're right about that. You got that part right. Veltini is a martini made with Velveeta cheese. A Velveeta cheese martini.
So we're just talking nacho cheese?
Well, Velveeta's not really nacho.
Well, no, but it would melt up to make a nice nacho cheese.
The Velveeta Veltini is billed as an unapologetic, outrageously cheesy spin on a martini. It's served only between the hours of 5 and 8 p.m., at five different BLT-owned restaurants across the country. So there's one in New York, there's one in Washington, D.C., there's a location in Charlotte, also Chicago, and another one in New York. The $15 Velveeta cocktails, available while supplies last, depending on demand.
So always available.
You can get one, I'm sure. Kelsey Rice is Velveeta's senior brand communications manager. This makes me mad every time I read a story like this.
Isn't that thinking that you could be working for Velveeta?
I have a degree in communications.
And how do I
know? And I'm using it in the dumbest industry of all time. I would be great as a senior brand communications manager for Velveeta cheese.
Why not?
Oh, why didn't I go into PR? I've wasted my life doing this nonsense. You know it? Kelsey Rice says, quote, as we look to summer,
you know,
one of life's greatest pleasures is enjoying summer sips during golden hour.
You say something like that, and it doesn't make me feel any better about myself.
No, I wasn't planning on that. That wasn't my hope. I'm not here to build you up. No, listen. I don't want to for a second imply that I'm the only one up in a partnership who wasted his potential. If I'm giving you the impression that I think I'm the only one who wasted his life, I apologize. Brother,
you clearly
we wasted
did too.
Our lives.
Brother, we did it.
We did it. Brother, we've wasted our entire lives. I mean, how much money do you think you're bringing in if you're the senior brand communications manager for Velveeta cheese? Probably pretty good coin.
Why not?
And what do you got to do? Tell people your cheese is delicious? How hard is that to do? Quote, we wanted to find a way to, and I would use this voice too at work. I would do this voice the whole time. We wanted to find a way to elevate this experience for our fans even further by bringing the rich, creamy goodness of Velveeta to a martini in a unique and unexpected way for the ultimate outrageous pleasure. The drink combines Velveeta-infused vodka, which is prepped by literally mixing Velveeta cheese, sauce, and vodka at least 24 hours before serving. Also, olive brine and vermouth. You pour that in a martini glass, and then you garnish it with a cheese drip and a cocktail pick of Velveeta-stuffed olives and jumbo Velveeta shells and cheese.
Well, maybe not that bad.
It doesn't sound that bad, does it? They also are delivering these at some locations. You can get this delivered to your house. They'll sell you a kit so you can make it for yourself at home. But those are $50. For $50, you get two martini glasses, a gold cocktail shaker, two Velveeta coasters, a jar of olives. You can have my olives, Mr. Howell.
Already took yours.
Cocktail picks, a box of Velveeta jumbo shells and cheese, and Velveeta cheese sauce for infusing the vodka and garnishing the rim. You also get a Velveeta brick for stuffing the olives and a Velveeta Veltini recipe card.
Well,
for $50, it actually sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
When's your 50th birthday coming up?
Late September.
Okay.
When you really should be back at school.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that might work.
I don't know that I don't know about... Would cheese infused in vodka be something I'd like? Because, you and I are not liquor rats. We're beer mice. And beer cheese is delicious, but that's because it's beer being added to cheese. People don't ever put cheese in beer.
No.
I'm not aware of any brewery, and my side hustle, I talk a lot about craft beer. I'm not aware of anyone putting, there's no cheddar-flavored beer. That wouldn't work. Those are two of my favorite things. I've never heard of anyone doing that. Beer, cheese
and
yes.
Beer, yeah.
Beer, but cheese, separate. Yes. Cheese, beer, no. That wouldn't work. Or would it? Somebody make me a... I'm dead serious. Offer me a job as a... What is this nonsense career I want to do now? What have I fallen in love with?
Just,
I want to be a brand communications
just
manager.
Just make up a title.
Hi, I'm Dave Lavora, senior brand communications manager for Cheetos. I'd knock that out of the park.
I'd love to see the business card.
That's like 100% of why I want to do it. Just for that
business
card.
I pass this out to everyone. If I go to the grocery store.
Here, I want you to have this.
Here, whoever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Dave Lavora.
That comes to $33.20. Here, have this card.
I'm Dave Lavora, senior brand communications manager for Trapper Keeper by Mead. Go ahead and enjoy that. Give me a call if you ever find yourself in a need for a thing to hold all your folders. senior brand communications manager.
Marvelous.
My life is wasted.
Number four.
We need to quit screwing around and just go ahead and officially declare it the Summer of the Gator.
Okay.
Because I have yet another gator story. Of course, this one from Florida. Why not?
Florida.
Man hospitalized after he was attacked by a gator in Manatee County, Florida. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife officials, they received a report of a man identified as 43-year-old Eric Murda, who had been bitten near Lake Manatee Fish Camp. He's recovering in the hospital after what was left of his right arm was amputated near the shoulder.
Ooh.
A group of people found him on Wednesday morning behind a fence, naked, along a county road at the Manatee Fish Camp.
Aren't you more likely to be bitten or eaten by an alligator if you're naked? I would find you more attractive as a meal,
right,
if I don't have to eat your clothes.
If you're offering me two chicken legs and one is wrapped in a washcloth,
right,
I'm going to take the other chicken leg.
Exactly.
Authorities are trying to confirm this, but the guy who found Murda said that he told them that the gator actually ripped his arm off days ago, and it had taken him a couple of days to find his way out of the woods.
Oh, what? How do you not bleed to death?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got one chicken leg.
Uh-huh.
In a glove, in a leather glove.
And just another regular chicken leg?
Yeah, I'll take just the chicken leg.
That's what I want. The guy who found this naked dude, who again was missing his arm because of a gator attack, he says, quote, "I didn't know if he was dead or alive when I first walked upon him."
When they talk about what was left of his arm,
yeah,
but amputation at the shoulder, that sounds like there's nothing left of your arm.
Right. The guy who found this naked gator-bitten man says he was in a lot of pain. He was just like, help, help, help. He was talking to us and everything. They cut the fence. They helped him up. And he actually walked to the ambulance.
Unbelievable.
A trooper was dispatched to the area to locate the gator, and the Florida Wildlife Control folks are still trying to find out what led to the gator bite. Was this guy naked when it happened, or did the gator somehow undress him? Oh, no. Before I eat you, I'm going to take your clothes off and humiliate you. This is personal, is what this is. I don't know if I like this. Oh, no. Yeah, this is, none of this is good. So I'm just going to go ahead and officially declare it, and I hope you'll agree with me. Summer the Gator.
You didn't want to be identified, stopped for a smoke break yesterday evening near the Manatee Fish Camp in Mayaca City.
Always with the smoke break.
Do you know that's how 95% of crimes in Florida are discovered? Somebody stopping for a smoke break?
Raji!
Thank you, Lawrence.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to enjoy a heater and there's some naked dude half eaten by a gator.
I don't think he's got both arms.
Obviously, I finished my cigarette. These are not cheap.
This is what he saw.
There's a guy, he's been attacked by a gator. His arm got bit off and he's naked.
Florida Fish and Wildlife investigators say 43-year-old Eric Murda of Sarasota is recovering in the hospital after having what was left of his right arm amputated at the shoulder. A group of people found...
You're right. That means there's no right arm.
That means there's nothing left. The arm originates at the shoulder.
Uh-huh. Everything that's left from my left knee above the knee is gone. What? None of this makes
sense. Found him naked yesterday evening behind this fence along County Road 675. Authorities, they're still trying to confirm this, but this witness said Murda told them a gator ripped his arm off days ago, as it had taken him quite some time to find his way out of the woods.
I tell you what, that guy, if that's the case,
uh-huh,
he clots pretty quick.
What are the chances this is the same naked guy who's just doing chores around the house down there from yesterday? Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
in a lot of pain. He's like, just help, help, help. He was talking to us and everything. They cut the fence and they helped him up, and he actually walked to the ambulance.
People in the area said Murda had been living in this van, which was later taped off. It's been less than a week when one county over from here, an elderly Sarasota County woman died after falling into a golf course pond behind her home. She died after being attacked by...
Now, they didn't take that lady's clothes off, right? The gator
No, I don't think so.
No. That's an important part of the story. We're calling it, it's the summer of the gator. It's official.
Although she might have been, who knows, wearing so she could have been wearing something very light.
A very skimpy outfit.
Well, maybe just like a...
something very showy, like a...
sundress or...
Sure.
Or maybe a...
Sure.
A nightgown.
Though we're not suggesting what she was wearing makes it okay for the gators to eat her.
But she did stumble into their home.
That's true. It's where they keep their food.
Number five.
Where are you swimming this summer? It's a question Darren's been asking for years, and now someone has found a way to monetize that question. You've got Splash Landing, which is shut down in Bettendorf because, for whatever reason, they used a paint that when too many people get in the pool, you can't see the bottom of the pool.
It doesn't sound like it's getting any better.
No.
And it's been, it got painted a while ago, right?
Well, yeah, they do that at the end of the season, right? They would have done that before the winter. They let all the dogs jump in, then they drain the pool and they paint it. And that's supposed to give the paint.
They paint it every year?
I don't know if it's an every year thing, but maybe. Maybe lay off the paint. They got to get that figured out.
Cool it with the paint.
Yeah, that's enough. Is it one of these deals where we've got money in the budget for paint, and if we don't use it, we lose it?
Yeah,
can't have that. I don't know the ins and outs of the painting of the pools in Bettendorf. There are crocodile attacks happening. There's always the looming threat of a shark attack if you go to an ocean beach, right?
The undertow.
And then in Lake Michigan now, there are parts of Lake Michigan that they're shutting down because the currents are too dangerous. So where are you going to go swimming this summer? There's a new service, a new website, and they're calling it the Airbnb for backyard pools. People will let you rent their pool at their house for an hourly rate.
Ah.
It's kind of genius. It's called Swimply. Swimply, the Airbnb of pools.
Well, on my walks, I've gone past a few different pools.
Yeah.
They look refreshing.
From 2020 to 2021, Swimply says that they grew 4,000%. A big part of that was, with everything that was going on in 2020 and 2021, public pools weren't really available.
Yep, that makes sense.
So all of these people that had pools were renting them out. 8.7 million American homes have pools.
Now, what do they want for a pool for an hour?
I'll get into that. 8.7 million Americans at their house have a pool. 5.4 million of them are actually in-ground pools. I would have assumed that there's far more above-ground pools than in-ground pools, but that's not the case. 96% of Americans do not have access to a pool, but pool owners only swim in them about 15% of the time. So these people at Swimply say, well, that's a market. You got the people that need a pool, and you got the people that have a pool and don't use it. Since May of last year, they announced they've expanded to a total of 125 different markets. The shifting mindset from younger generations about ownership, they say, is a huge contributor to increased growth in the Swimply marketplace. So I went here, and I took a look. You can rent a pool in Eldridge in someone's backyard.
Okay.
It says huge pool in a hidden, quiet location, $50 an hour.
Only $50.
And you can have up to 20 guests. So for like $150 an hour, you can have this big pool in a backyard in Eldridge. This seems like a no-brainer to me. They've got a nice patio. There's a little basketball hoop.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got to have my basketball hoop.
Because I jam.
It also says that this is an eldritch pool and it's a saltwater pool.
Is that intentional?
Yeah, Darren, they do that on purpose. It's a saltwater pool, children and infant friendly, pets are not allowed, no smoking, really chilled out, restroom is available, primary residence restroom. They say I have fences and shrubbery that makes it hard for the neighbors to peer. $50 an hour, well, they say here for up to 10 guests, okay. So 10 people can have this pool in Eldridge for $50 an hour. That seems like a no-brainer. There's another one here in Long Grove, $60 an hour. This is a massive pool in someone's backyard. It looks great. They've got a big floaty thing. They've got all kinds of like decks and stuff. They say they do groups of up to 20. Immersive atmosphere for friends and family to relax and enjoy time together. Great party setup for all types of gathering. If you do up to 5 guests, it's $57 an hour. But if you do more than that, oh, that's on the weekday. Okay, they charge a little bit less. They charge $57 an hour on the weekday. 60 for the weekend. And every guest after 5, you pay an extra $7. But that seems like this seems brilliant to me. You just rent someone's backyard pool for 2 or 3 hours and they're not using it.
Can I get a nude pool?
I
suppose you still, I mean, there are still laws. Just because you rented someone's pool out doesn't mean you can run around naked.
I wonder if that's like an option. Like, I want to swim naked somewhere. My guess is that you need to make sure that
My guess is that there are still city regulations.
I mean, I was looking at, like, the default on this is Los Angeles, and there were hundreds and hundreds of pools that you could rent.
Clearly.
There's only 2 right now in the Quad Cities that I'm able to see. Again, one out in Long Grove and then this one in Eldridge. But why wouldn't you? $50 an hour. Get your tunes, bring some beers, and if they let you use the restroom in the house, I think I might make that happen.
I wonder if alcohol is is allowed.
Oh, they can't tell you can't bring beer. Come on. It says no smoking. That's not a problem.
How do you smoke in a pool?
Oh, people want to. They say that you can use their Weber grill. They have a Blackstone and a Weber grill. For an extra $25. If you want to grill out at their place in Eldridge, you throw them an extra $25. There you go. It's got a diving board, night lighting, salt water. There's a tanning edge, a pool basketball hoop, and it's ADA compliant.
I don't know if you're going to use the grill and eat
mm-hmm.
and use the bathroom. That's a lot to get in an hour. And use the pool?
You don't do it for 1 hour, Darren. I would say, like, here's $200, give us the pool for 4 hours. That's how they do it. I mean, it's 50. You could do 1 hour, but that would be, it'd be over before you knew it.
Eat your hamburger and get in the pool. We got to go.
We got to make this happen.
Just snap, snap.
They offer more than 25,000 different pools. So let's say you were going on vacation somewhere. You could check to see, okay, maybe the hotel pool's a little sketchy, but for an extra couple of bucks, we can go to somebody's house and swim in their pool. It depends on how nice and how big the pool is, but it looks like most prices are between $45 an hour to up to $125 an hour. But that's if it's like a really fancy, you know. Well, this is like a mansion. Meg, it's like a mansion. Swimply, the name of this app. Rent your own private pool by the hour.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Oh, some really compelling content there. I enjoyed it immensely, and I hope you did too.
To cut the opening act short.
are we still doing the Jackie Rogers Jr. bit? People,
just remember this event, as it were, is about 3 basic things. Uh-huh. Music, good weed, and some heavy-duty balling.
I hope you're able to enjoy some of that until we get a chance to give you another Top 5 Things podcast. Until we get a chance to do it again.
Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keep
keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on. And it just don't stop.
East Moline.
Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.